Manuscript Releases, Volume 8, Mr. Number 554. Photographs. We received yours, i.e. letter, which contained the number of pictures to be sent. They are slow in getting them out. We sent from Ingelson 7 each. We sent from Lathrop's and Dunham's 6 each. You will see that Lathrop has the preference. I thought that mine from Ingelson's was perfect, but I did not think yours was good. I have just received half a dozen from Lathrop's and Dunham's of mine. It is the judgment of all that this last is far better than Ingelson's. What do you think? We have a few of the small size of yours, but none yet of mine. Lathrop is as pleased a man as you ever saw with the pictures, especially of you. He says he would sell your negative for $500. Beside what we take, it will bring him that much custom. He thinks Ingelson's a flat affair. He, Lathrop, has your picture in the window for show. In regard to our pictures, how many shall we order? Dunham gave me mine as well as yours 12 each. This is liberal, I think. Everyone thinks these last pictures from Dunham's are perfect. What is your judgment? Lucinda's are not yet finished. No orders, he says, were left for him, but 12 will be finished in a short time. I have just gotten the picture Dunham has made. I do not like it. Shall not order any till you see it and send your opinion of it. In regard to my small picture, I did sit once again, but the picture was not good. We'll try it again. Mary and Willie did not get good pictures, but they will try it again. I do not think I shall ever get a picture to equal the one Dunham has made for me. He says I had better have the large one put on a small card. What do you think of this plan? Dunham gave me 12 of these last pictures of yours. Shall I send them to you? What do you think of them? I told him I did not like them. They did not look natural, but you can use them. If so, let me know. Father, I am sure, has confidence in you. We often hear him speak of you and Emma with pleasure in high terms. He shows your pictures and he calls you to his canaries. If you have father's pictures, please bring them. I want to show them. My pocket album I left at Healdsburg. It is a difficult matter for men and women to draw the line in the matter of picture making. Some have made a raid against pictures, daguerreotypes, and pictures of every kind. Everything must be burned up, they say, urging that the making of all pictures is prohibited by the second commandment, that they are an idol. An idol is anything that human beings love and trust in instead of loving and trusting in the Lord their Maker. Whatever earthly thing men desire and trust in as having power to help them and do them good, leads them away from God, and is to them an idol. Whatever divides the affections, or takes away from the soul the supreme love of God, or interposes to prevent unlimited confidence and entire trust in God, assumes the character and takes the form of an idol in the soul temple. The first great commandment is, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. Matthew 22 verse 37. Here is allowed no separation of the affections from God. In 1 John 2 verses 15 to 17 we read, Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Now if the pictures made have a tendency to separate the affections from God, and are worshipped in the place of God, they are idols. Have those who claim to be followers of Jesus Christ exalted these things above God, and given their affections to them? Has their love for treasures filled a place in their hearts that Jesus should occupy? Have those who have burned up all their pictures of friends and any kind of pictures they happen to have, come up to a higher state of consecration for this act, and do they seem in words, in deportment, and in soul, to be ennobled, elevated, more heavenly minded? Is their experience richer than before? Do they pray more, and believe with a more perfect faith after this consuming sacrifice which they have made? Have they come up into the mount? Has the holy fire been kindled in their hearts, giving new zeal and greater devotion to God and His work than before? Has a live coal from off the altar of sacrifice touched their hearts and their lips? By their fruits you can tell the character of the work. Well, Addie Walling, I would be pleased to have you get your picture taken and write to May, Walling, to do the same. I will settle the bills. I want to see the faces of my children once more.